Good day, everybody. This is Paul Valerie, and you are listening to Two Cents of My Sense and Other Nonsense, a short weekly program featuring insightful and inspiring two cents with the aim of providing you with thoughts to consider so you can live your best life possible. Now, please forgive me for not doing a show last week. I've been busy building a website, and I'm so excited to tell you that it's done. You can check it out at www.paulvalerie.com. It's just my name, P as in Peter, AULEVALERIE.com. What you'll find on there are my passions, including my podcasts, television hosting, and physical fitness projects, and a couple other really cool things. I also give away some pretty cool gifts as a thank you for taking the time to check out the site. So I encourage you to just go check it out. Okay, so on to today's topic, which is a continuation from the show I did two episodes ago. Now, in the episode, I Dare You to Offend Someone, we discussed which voice should we listen to, the voice of logic or the voice within, otherwise known as your gut or your intuition. In that episode, I mentioned that I saw a screening of the new Star Trek movie and that I hadn't followed the series while on TV, so I had no idea who was who. I particularly had no idea that Spock and his species of alien were known to be the most logical creatures around. Now, something that happened within the movie sparked a conversation within myself and had me considering the debate over which voice you should refer to in day-to-day living, the voice of logic or the gut. I used a story in that podcast episode to illustrate my point. Now, today's episode may not make 100% sense if you haven't listened to the I Dare You to Offend Someone episode, so I encourage you to go back and have a short listen. So in that episode, our main character, Jonathan, essentially got duped by his girlfriend, who soon became his business partner. She ended up lying to him and doing some shady business dealings. Jonathan underwent a battle of logic versus intuition in that episode because when his girlfriend of a year approached him about becoming a business partner, Jonathan's gut told him not to let her come on board, while his logic gave him every reason why she'd be an asset to his business. Well, things didn't turn out so well as Jonathan came across some shady files in the office that implicated rather uncool business practices from the girlfriend. Now, despite the situation in which Jonathan found himself, someone could say, well, he should have trusted his gut. Even though his gut response didn't make much practical sense at the time, if he had listened to it, then he wouldn't find himself in this sticky situation. But you know something? There's another side to this scenario that I'd like to address as well. It's also possible to say that what happened to Jonathan was actually a blessing in disguise, because even though the situation sucks, he ended up discovering his girlfriend's true colors. Yeah, it hurts, but he now knows the kinds of person he's in a relationship with both professionally and romantically. So he can choose to leave or see her for the dishonest crook that she is. So it all worked out anyway. Yes, it's very possible to say this. I actually encourage this viewpoint. Why? Because it removes the victim mentality from the situation. I don't remember the last time asking myself, why me, or saying, I should have done this, I should have done that, ever allowed me to handle challenges or live life from an empowered state of being, with a clear head and able to make sound decisions. It's like the metaphor of looking at the glass half full versus half empty. All right, Jonathan's intuition was left high and dry and he ended up in a sucky situation, but so what? Now he knows for next time to pay a little more attention to that gut. But how does he look at and deal with his present situation? He can see it as a blessing and move on from there. The truth about his girl has been revealed to him. Now he can take action from an empowered state of being. So if what happened to Jonathan was an overall blessing, then was it really necessary for him to even listen to his gut in the first place? Aha, that's the real question. But you know what? I'm not saying that it wasn't necessary for him to listen to his gut. I think it's vital to always pay attention to your intuition. Your intuition is a source of inexplicable, quote-unquote, illogical higher wisdom. It's your instinct. Instinct doesn't always fall under the realm of logic and reason, but it saves lives. It thwarts us from disaster. Look at the animal kingdom. Animals are tuned and tapped into something greater than themselves that allows them to function and survive. Humans have that ability too. But a lot of us have allowed ourselves to replace that instinct with too much logic and too much reason and too much thinking. Now, I'm going to digress for a bit here. I actually think that overthinking a thing can be counterproductive to living our best life. I'm not saying don't think. I think thinking is great. But when you overthink, that's basically It's a really bad, bad thing. One big reason why I think so is because with thought comes past hang-ups. Thoughts bring baggage. We can never really think about something and see it from a crystal clear lens because our perception can be often seeped in self-protections that may at first glance seem for our highest good, but in actuality be a protective mechanism based on fear, and we end up self-sabotaging. Now, if I've lost you with what I just said, don't worry about it. It's not integral to the argument, but just shoot an email to passioncreatesproductions@gmail.com and tell me what's on your mind, or ask me what the heck I'm talking about. I'd be more than happy to engage you in conversation. So back to the argument. Checkpoint number one is recognizing, acknowledging, and listening to your intuition. But let's say you make a bad judgment call about something, as in Jonathan's case, then what do you do? Do you beat yourself up for turning right instead of left? Do you live in the past and ask why, oh why, how, oh how? No, you move on. But how do you move on? Well, you can choose to see the blessing in the situation. You can choose to learn from your past missteps and use the information you have today to propel yourself forward. Who knows? Jonathan may have found out about his girlfriend's dishonesty in a less heartbreaking way and with lesser implications to his business if he had listened to himself in the beginning. But coulda, shoulda, woulda doesn't exist. Use the information you have today and propel yourself forward. It also helps to choose to believe that everything is working to your advantage, no matter what happens. No matter what happens, the way in which Jonathan regards his situation will dictate his level of peace and his ability to be open to new solutions and new possibilities. His perception will dictate how he bounces back from this thing that happened in his life. There's this saying that I'm sure a lot of you have heard. It goes something like, "The things that happen to us are neither good nor bad. Life just is. What makes it good or bad is our perception of the situation." I don't know the origin of this particular saying, but when I adopted this viewpoint, I no longer saw myself as a victim to my life's circumstances. Another similar quote that I really like is, "When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change." That one was said by Dr. Wayne Dyer. So the whole point of today's podcast is kind of realizing that, yeah, shit happens, but it will all work out. It has to. And it starts with your belief. Your belief in things working out is your choice. When you decide it will, with practice and with time, because I know it's not easy, you open yourself up to allowing yourself to be at peace with whatever circumstances you're living in. From that expanded state of mind and being, solutions and epiphanies come with greater ease. Be sure to visit this show's webpage at www.mytwocentsandnonsense.com. Two is the number two, and sense is C-E-N-T-S, like the money. Subscribe to this podcast and keep up to date on all future shows. You can also leave comments on the page. Thank you for listening to Two Cents of My Sense and Other Nonsense. This is Paul Valerie, signing out.